Blog Talk Radio.
Another track, back in the backstage waiting to perform, working working on the word, word waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps tracks like my scars, and my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking vicious systems, sticking rippers, pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and NZ. For little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Primetime player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
Ooh, of a charming piece.
Telling me how to feel. I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my energy. I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number, and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave. Birthday cake, I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize. Cause you know I'm not the mother guy.
I got that love.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care, it's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen you when you stepped in. Couldn't understand the sex is your weapon. Pardon the aggression, I need to have a session. Probably impossible, haters ain't an obstacle. Closing is optional, nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do, say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis, heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic, say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate, got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs, just into love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming of. On the dance floor, I grab you close, I tap the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast, like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit, and I'm sitting on a high seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Thirsty Thursday, hot the full clip, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later, as I spit my game by the elevator. Thump, thump, has him grabbing her hand, and I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy, doing you.
I'm a gentleman, ain't coming at your sleeve. I know, this here is special. Eye contact and the lick of the lips. I'm over the hips, got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Party don't rest, till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it, cause you know I'm the best.
Father, you have me, boy. Met you at the after party. Nothing to do, nothing, boy. Call me when I leave.
Hello, and check, check, check. It's Shelly Nunchucks, and it's a little bit staticky on the phone, so it's having a little issues. I don't know what it is. I'm just hoping maybe I have to call in. I'm going to see. What I'm going to do is test my line, and I actually have to unmute this and test it right now. Okay, let's see. I'm bringing it up to test it. Okay. Let's see if this is working.
Okay,
it's definitely working now. Some a little bit of difficulties here, and yeah, so it looks like it is all set. So I was going to read a little bit more of the from the Chan book, and right here I'm like watching the kitten chase a bug.
He actually did he was very aware of a spider tonight. He was like, oh, good boy, and was trying to eat it. I'm like, yeah. Good little boy.
Give me a little stinky. He eats my shower curtains. Did a video on YouTube catching him in the act of eating my shower curtains. Come here, little stinker. He's a couple months old now. You know, I wonder if he'll stay this size forever. He's so small and so cute. And Jackie's on the other side sleeping, and she's sleeping on a little box on a chair. So she must be kind of getting used to him by now, which I'm, like, very thankful for. But I'm just falling in love with this little kitten. I just can't help myself. I've just fallen in love with him. I'm just sitting here, like, talking to the radio show, and here he is. I think I am going to actually, is my speaker on my phone here? Let me see. It just sounds like it is. It doesn't say, just really weird when it sounds. Okay, can get all nice and comfortable. I did want to bring up for my film brothers, Jay Gianoni, this, where'd it go? I thought I had posted it on my wall, on my Facebook page, this film, By the Gun. And let me see if they have an about. It says, official Facebook page for upcoming crime thriller By the Gun from director James Moulton. As homage to Sidney Lumet and the elevated gangster films of the 1970s, By the Gun takes its cues from Mean Streets, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, and Drive. Its commercial film, classically told with great performances, compelling violence and action, broad appeal and poignant storytelling, but it's singular, unusual, and resonant. Let's see. Let me bring it up here. And it's the end of the world. I'm not saying that figurative or metaphorically. We're literally in the last 100 years of life as we know it on Earth. And this picture is a metaphor for the end of everything we thought we knew about what we believed in. Shadows, rumor, hearsay, random encounters, desires, demands, money, sex, and status. They all add up in our minds to some acceptable arithmetic of being a real person. What we believe is what it's convenient for us. The reason the world is ending is because we wanted to believe something so much we ignored the facts. We betrayed the truth for a better life. Just like Nick Tortino in this film, Nick is willing to blow off all the reason, all the truth, in order to get to a place that will make him feel like he means something. Lie, steal, kill, he's a criminal, he's convincing, he's a fool, he's just like you and me. Bringing up on here. The world of By the Gun is that fool's world, a distilled version of life as we know it, a decayed power structure half-heartedly hanging on to its stake while the city burns and the violin plays. Empires don't end because of a mistaken strategy but a mistaken will, apathy. That is the world of Italian mob in Boston, once great, powerful, and full of life, now desolated, forsaken. A vestige of something populated with but a few suckers, losers, and wannabes hanging on to an ideal that never really was. Life as a movie poster, Nick wants into this ghost of the mind very badly. This is the last gangster movie. I'm winking a little when I'm right that, but this is art imitating life, life imitating art. The film is against itself and the play is in it, paying homage while studying the notions of manhood and among other things. The ironies of stark justice finds itself. My actors' performers are outstanding, I think you agree. The camera work is terrific. I built this film to have a commercial appeal and a broadness to its storytelling, also capturing something specific, compelling, heartbreaking, satisfying. I believe a large male and female audience will find this picture exciting, funny, hot, stopping, entirely watchable, personal, and memorable. What little monsters do we make ourselves? This is the essence of By the Gun, what deals do we make to cover the line? And how far will we go to hide the truth? My belief is that we will take it to the end of the world. From the screenwriter Emilio Mauro. I grew up Italian-American in and around Boston and have always wanted to make a gritty and emotional, riveting movie about the memorable characters involved in Boston criminal underworld. By the Gun is that movie. Tackling the gangster genre, more specifically the Italian gangster, was challenging. Not only did I want to pay homage to the great Italian gangster films of the past, I wanted to create something unique and fresh. To add another important piece to the ongoing narrative that is the Italian gangster genre, as the genre is, coming to the end of its massive cinematic art. In the spirit of Eli Kazan and Sidney Lumet, By the Gun explores the closing days of the Western world as we know it, the structures of manhood, loss of faith, finding hope. The film turns against itself and plays in it, paying homage while gutting the notions of manhood and other, among other things, the ironies of stock finds itself. I also wanted to write something that feels but a heightened realism like the place where it was shot and what it's about. I'm from this area and wanted to capture something singular about a man in a place and time, but tell it with an accessible story that appeals to a large audience. I wanted to write something sharp and realistic with surprising dialogue, riveting characters and situations that are unique, memorable and highly charged. A film that is straightforward crime drama like The Town, but strong echoes of Scorsese's Mean Streets, archetypes of manhood, love, rage, loss, and fear, a high-octane statement on a modern American life. I wanted to focus on building and paying off psychological and emotional tension while giving an electrifying visual feat that will not only keep our heart pulsing but deliver powerful, memorabilia-haunting portrayals by the actors. Films like State of Grace, Carlito's Way, and Scarface are examples of gritty, thrilling, and stylistic enthralling films with timeless characters portraying gut-wrenching, exhilarating scenes of human drama. Movies like Drive capture a sharp and evocative style that clearly propels the film's dangerous, riveting, and singular tone. Nuanced and dynamic portrayals of real and sympathetic characters. By the Gun will push the boundaries of the crime genre while giving audience a thrilling, visceral, emotional, and forgettable cinematic experience. Nick Turano is a smooth-talking, ambitious criminal from the streets of Boston. After years spent working for and idolizing the Italian gangsters, he finally proves himself to the boss and becomes a made man. However, once inside, Nick conflicts with the moneymaker for the mafia and begins to drive a wedge between him and his boss. I think that's everything on the page. And that is By the Gun, and it's starring by Studio Millennium Entertainment. Release date is December 5th, starring Ben Barnes, Leighton Meester, Toby Jones, Harvey Keitel, Slane, Kenny Wormerold, Paul Benn, Victor Richie Costa, Michael Yeba, Jay Giannone, Tully Banta Kane, and Damian D. DiPaolo. Directed by James Morton, written by Emilio Morrow, screenplay Emilio Morrow, produced by Matthew Chase and Emilio Morrow. And you can actually check that, that's By the Gun. So, let's see. Okay, how special is it? Yum, yum. Yum, yum. Num, num. I'm just posting on my pictures on my Facebook page here. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get all this stuff. It's not that hard to make it, but I'm going to set this up. So, I just did it. What did I do? I think I did Glow. I'm trying to remember the last song I played, but I'm going to play it right now by Hardiak, Cardiac, Heartbeat, and I'll be back.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care. It's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen you when you stepped in. Clearly understand that sex is your weapon. Party me aggression. I need to have a session. Privately impossible. Haters ain't an obstacle. Girls in his arsenal. Nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Sound piece analogy. Heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic. Say I'm a beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate. Got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs. Just get the love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming of. Up on the dance floor, I grabbed your clothes, come out the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit and I'm sitting on a high seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Thirsty Thursday, hot the full play, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later, as I fit my game by the elevator. Thump, thump, has been grabbing her hand, and I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy, the way you move me, baby. The others just don't baby. You got me going crazy, the way you move me, baby. The others just don't baby.
Understand. I'm a sentiment, ain't coming at you sleeping. I know, this is here, it's special. Eye contact and a lick of the lips. I'm over the hips, got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Cardi don't rest, till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it, cause you know I'm the best.
Thought that you had me, boy. Met you at the after party. Nothing to do, nothing, boy. Call me when I leave the lobby.
I know that you feel me, girl. Met you at the after.
Me going crazy the way you
trying to eat my pancake Betamix. Get out of here. What I make is my special pancakes. And I'd gotten home from the gym, and I was, like, rushing around trying to actually, you know, get ready for the show. If you hear any sizzling, that's actually the stuff going in there. I don't know if you can hear me, people, but I'm actually cooking right now, and I'm putting the stuff in the pan right now. So I'm actually cooking it. I had to put the phone down here. So I'm actually cooking them as we speak. It's just two little ones right now. So there we go. Just cooking it all up. And then my special pancakes with no flour in them, just some peanut butter, oatmeal, and eggs. You can add other things to it, too. But that's what I'm actually doing right now. I'm actually cooking it. I got a special pan that has four divots in it. You can make four special little pancakes. And they come out nice and perfect, and they're so good. You can add other things to it if you have bananas or whatever and just, like, add to it if you want. So you can do that. So that's what I'm doing right now, making the special pancakes. And I'm like, I'm cheating. So I'm, like, meeting this, it flips it over for itself because it has two sides to it. So once it's done cooking on one side, you flip it on another side. I actually help it. So I'm actually cooking it live on the air now. Okay. And we're going to flip it. So if anybody wants to call in, the number to call in is, let's see, 347-989-1473. So, yeah, cooking pancakes. Nom, 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 nom. They're healthy pancakes, though, so it's all good. Actually, I'm kind of hungry. I didn't feel hungry when I got back from the gym, from the fitness center, and Obie's Fitness Center. It was kind of like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm surprised I'm not hungry. Let's see. Flip them over. Oh, they're coming out nice and toasty brown. Yum, 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 yum. Smelling good. And you don't even have to, because they're so sweet, everything's all natural with it. You don't even need syrup. You just let them cool down and cook them up. I think they're about done. Let's see. Let's see if they're just about done. Num, num, num. Yep, they're done. See, didn't take that long to cook them. Just trying to pick them up off the stove here without dropping on the floor, and I'm pretty sure that the kitten would be like, yeah, it's mine. Yep. Yep, put them there, so just made them now. Gotta let them cool off. No, 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 no. Get out of here. Kitten is like mine, 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 mine. Goes zooming around the house looking at me. A little stinker. Just tore apart my shower curtain. Put up a new one. He was already in there in the shower curtain. What are you doing? You gonna be a good boy? Come here. You want to say hi to everyone, huh? Are you a little stinker? So, yeah. I'm going to have to eat. As soon as that cools down a little bit. I put him in the freezer to cool them down, and I'm trying to watch the kitten, because they'll try to get into the little thing that I have that's just put my eggshells in. I'm, like, trying to watch him. He's purring, because he knows he's going to be up to no good and do things, little stinker. So, let's see. I'm going to be coming back, and I'm going to be reading, I'm going to play a couple more songs. I'm going to be reading from the Book of Chan. I am Jackie Chan, so I'm going to play a couple songs. I think Ancient Sage and a couple more other songs. So here is Ancient Sage with Ricky Denham and his band Ancient Sage singing. First song is I'm Cheap, and I'm playing a couple songs by them, and I'll be back.
I was born on Highway 69. I was born I'll give you some love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it all. I'm cheaper than cheap, but I give a lot of love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it all. I'm so cheap, I don't pay for anything. For most people, money is everything. I was born on the stroke of midnight. I was born in the middle of a fire. I was born one of the damned. My daddy was a poor man, but I don't care. Not that much, it's not about the money, it's all about the love. So put your hands together for your fellow men, because the tax man is coming round again. Hey, tax man, I'll give you some love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it all. I'm cheaper than cheap, but I give a lot of love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it all. I'm so cheap, I don't pay for anything. For most people, money is everything.
I don't don't like love because it don't love me. This world right by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. The Beatles say love is all you need, but I'm not in love and I'm happy. Love is something you will never see. I don't like love because it don't love me. I don't like love because it don't love me. Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with
Hello, and I'm back. So I was playing some music. I just had my pancakes that I made, and I'm looking for my Jackie Chan book, and I'm trying to keep the kitten out of the sink. He does crazy little things, and I'm like, what are you doing now? Get out of here. Get out. What are you doing, you little stinker? He just wants some attention. He's a young kitten, so. Well, he's a couple months now, so May, June, July, August. I think he's about, maybe, how old are you, little one? Yeah? What are you doing? He's purring. He's trying to get back in the sink. Come here, you. Bedtime. Come on. Come on. Come on. Too bad he wasn't like, I want to cuddle up with you. And, well, he does cuddle up with me. We have a bedtime story and read the Book of Chan. What are you doing? What are you doing, little stinker? He's gotten big. No, he enjoys, his company. He's laying down. It's like now that he assaulted the kitchen sink, he's assaulting me. You're a little... What are you doing? What are you doing? Ew! What are you, little stinker? He's chewing on me. I know. I had something good. And hi, Jackie. Can't forget about her. So I'm trying to get the book over here. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what chapter do I want to read from. What did I leave off last? Falling apart. Let's see. Let's see. Looking through what? Let's see. I forget what I actually left off in the book. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I wanted to read from Jackie's book. Okay, well, this is one called Center Stage, and this was when he was at the Academy, and it's actually on page 58 at Center Stage, and this is when Jackie Chan was in the Theater of Martial Arts Academy. While we were at the Academy, we didn't think much about the outside world. Between lessons and chores and practice and our few stolen moments of personal freedom, all our time and energy were expended, and it was rare that we thought about more than when our next square meal would be coming or how to avoid the watchful eye and cane of master. But there was a reason we were training so hard, and it wasn't just to impress our instructors. Even if we didn't think about it often, we knew in our hearts that we would eventually be players in one of the world's most demanding and exciting theatrical genres, one that combines gymnastics, stage, combat, mime, acting, and singing. And to fully prepare us for our time before the floodlights, we eventually needed to see the goal of our efforts and for ourselves, an opera performance in all of its glory. As usual, we had no warning when the fateful day arrived. One day, Master just told us during our morning training sessions that there would be no afternoon practice and said we would be taking a trip. A trip? This was big news. We buzzed excitedly in small groups, wondering where we might be going. Hope I'm going somewhere fun, said Yung Mao, always the optimist. Yun Tai barked out a laugh. Yeah, right. We're going to amusement park. We'll go on all the rides and we'll eat until we're sick, and then Master will give us foot massages and tuck us in bed, moron. Leave him alone, big brother, I said. You mean you don't know where we're going? Second biggest brother let out a snort. Just because I'm smarter than the rest of you doesn't mean I know everything. Then Yung Lung came over and told us to get ready to leave. Chat time is over, babies. We're getting out of here. And no wandering around, because if you get lost, we ain't going to waste time looking for you. We quickly got in line, oldest first, youngest last, and set off after Master on the short walk to the bus stop. It was great to be out in the big rail world again, despite the admonitions of the biggest brother to keep quiet and stay in file. We couldn't help talking and laughing among ourselves from sheer joy at leaving the stifling confines of the Academy. We made it to the stop line in time to catch the big double-decker bus as it pulled up to the curb. The driver stared at us in shock as we boarded his vehicle. A dozen of small boys and girls in identical outfits mastered and yelled at us when we raced up the narrow spine staircase that led to the bus's upper deck. "Yahoo!" shouted Jung Kwai, a rowdy boy about my age who was one of my best friends when he wasn't being a giant pain in the ass. He pulled open one of the bus's sliding windows and jammed his body and arms through it, waving at passengers, pedestrians, and hawking loogies at the ones who gave him dirty looks. Even the girls, usually models of innocence compared to us boys, were pushing and tugging at one another, competing for seats near the windows. "What do you think Master's taking us?" whispered Yungbao, seated quietly next to me. I'd elbowed us over to a window seat and was enjoying the feel of the wind whipping across my face. I shrugged. "Why don't you go ask him?" Yungbao looked at me with horror. "No!" I laughed and kept watching the view from the window. In the far distance, I saw the peak. It had been many months since I left the ambassador's mansion. I wondered how the ambassador's wife was and her little daughter. And then it struck me that I could barely remember their faces, the sound of their voices. My life had truly changed forever. I'd never be able to go back to those days. I couldn't even go home again because the academy was my home now, and my opera brothers and sisters more than anything else were my family. Suddenly, the bus stopped, and a familiar bellow from below signaled that it was time for us to disembark. And we stepped off the bus. All of us found ourselves staring around in disbelief. Yuntai's mouth hung slack and open as if he'd been struck dumb. Yunkai on the shoulder, he grabbed me by the waist and lifted me over his head, grinning like a madman. Yunbao screamed at the top of his lungs and quirked an eye at his big brother Yuntai. "Does this mean we get foot massages too?" he said, the picture of innocence. Before us was a wild vision of crowds and noise and smells and motion, and of hawkers selling food, toys, and in the distance the sound of laughter as games of skill and chance were played. It was the Lunyang Amusement Park. We died and gone to heaven. "Stop gawking," grunted biggest brother, hurting us younger boys after master. Obviously, the purpose of our visit wasn't to play the games or to ride the rides. Crestfallen, we followed master to a large and garishly decorated building surrounded by a crowd of men and women clutching slips of paper in their hands. It was a theater. From its dark interior came the sounds of instruments being tested and tuned. The man at the gate waved us quickly past the line of ticket holders, greeting master with familiarity. "So these are your students, Master Yu," said the ticket seller. "They look quite promising." Master shrugged off a smile. "We shall see," he said, "in time." Inside the room was dark and somewhat smoky. Yunbao stumbled over someone's foot and bumped into Yun Kwai's back. Yun Kwai pushed him roughly away. One of the youngest girls let out a whimper at finding herself trapped behind a small group of strange men. Biggest sister retrieved her and brought her back to our group. "Don't make noise and don't move about," warned Master, signaling with his hands that any misbehavior would be met with severe punishment upon returning home. So I will be reading a little bit more. I'm going to play some more music. And I'm going to play Start Tonight by Cardiac featuring Laura Lee, and I'll be back.
It's Cardiac and Laura Lee.
Right now, so it's harder to speak, boss. Man, I gotta get mine, cause the devil's outside, and it's harder to hide, gotcha. So I can make out, so dame mi la, so mommy man, pasa mi lago, yeah. More shots at the bar, and everybody needs that, yeah, wonderbar. And that's wonderful, everybody know me, man, it's hard to go, cause I don't wanna leave, so when will I move, and mommy shake it, break it down. We're ahead of the town, this is Boston, baby, you know how we get down.
From the harbor to the shore, from the windows to the floor, from the ceiling to the filling, man, I need a little more. It's attention that I crave, so tonight we set it all.
Set it all.
Tonight we set it all.
From the harbor to the shore, from the windows to the floor, from the ceiling to the filling, man, I need a little more. It's attention that I crave, so tonight we set it all.
Set it all.
Tonight we set it all.
Set it all.
Cause I'm walking like a star tonight. We're drinking cause I'm sipping like a star tonight. We're rolling cause I'm riding like a star tonight.
on right now, man, I'm VIP. Best suit, best car, best everything. Best gun, best guards, best everything. Time's rough, I ain't taking no chances. Man, I hate to get mad, I just keep more dancing. We can 21 gun and just relax a little, suck. I'm just trying to have fun, man, back to the subject. Ladies on deck and we gonna get so wrecked. Never pass out of memory, Friday night lights and your Riggins, remember me? Oh, 33 Larry Bird. Cause I'm so fly like a G6, dance is the basic. Hey, this is basic, I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it. Alright. Camera slash like diamonds in the air. Hey mommy, you look bright, listen here. Yo, this could be a chance, yo, this could be romance, yo, this could be the night, yeah. I'ma turn this off, from the window to the floor, from the center to the filament. I need a little more, it's a tension that I crave.
Starting a pace, my nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face, hands take, can't escape this decision I make, heart racing, my faith says this is my fate, I just brace and I take in the face of adversity, facing this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me, gain honor, bomb my pain stronger, fame smarter, street smarter, train harder, can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing, I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving, all heart leave these cowards on cold, I'm hot not to mention all the power I hold, keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like off. Just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you.
Tonight.
Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go. Almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back,
and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I can fly, if I can fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see we'll be free, spread my wings.
Mama, you're everything I need. Family with me, still
Alrighty, and I'm back, and what I'm trying to do is read some of the Jackie Chan book, I Am Jackie Chan, see where I left off. I'm also playing some music, and I try to open up other things, and you're just going to love it. Spam mail, and I got a proposal from a Russian bride. You got to love these spam mails, you know, or like you want to, you know, a lottery or something. And by the way, if you hear the cats going, meow, they're kind of like messing around a little bit. So if you hear some cats screaming in the background, yeah, that's my cats running around crazy. Cray, cray. Hi, Jackie. Who's your good crutchy? She's sitting on a box right now. And she's over there, and the other one's on the other side. So they're actually trying to fight for my affection. Yes, I see you, little girl. And she wants to sit in my lap, and I'm like, yes, good kitty. You ready for a night-night? Yeah, I know. You want to go night-night? I know. Good, Jackie Chan, kitty. Good kitty. Good baby girl. There you go. I know. Oh, can you hear her purring? Hold on. I'm going to put the phone next to the cat, see if you guys can hear this. Don't know if you can hear that, but she's purring. Yeah, that's her purring. The other one is getting a little jealous, so here I am. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, reading some book, Jack, you know, it's just that he's inspired me most of my whole life since I was, like, really, really little. I don't know if the first time I see him, if I was around the age 11, it was actually one in the Cannonball films, and he actually didn't even say anything, and it was a Burt Reynolds, Don DeLuise, and other really popular actors at that time. And he wasn't really saying too much, but he was one of this. It was Cannonball Run was one of those films that was a racing film, was for a competition to win money. So with Jackie at that time, I mean, I think he was in Cannonball 1 and 2, and in the film, you know, he didn't speak too much English at the time. I think he was learning, but I don't think in the film they had him speaking English. I think they had him speaking Chinese in there when he did have some parts, but I just remember seeing him in a jumpsuit from racing and just smiling, his big smile, and he did a couple of moves, and I was just, you know, I was hooked, and I've been hooked ever since then, many, many years later. So he just inspires me in my own life, and I'm just happy, you know, to watch his films and stuff, and I still have to see the new Police Story, but granted, I know it's going to be more of a drama. I'm probably going to have a heart attack watching and breaking down crying because it is a drama, and Jackie wants to get into, you know, more of, you know, drama music. And it's actually downpouring right now, just all started downpouring. So I'm trying to see, what other songs have I not played? Oh, yeah, I'm going to play Inspiration by one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone. I'm trying to find it here, and I will be right back. And this Boston's Beloved, Jay Giannone. I'll be right back.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell, and I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 D&M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson. But rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Even on my level, yeah. Come on, let's go. Bust away the next. Oh, I'm a legend, you ain't even. essence is fresh. I'm a legend cause I'm mentioned when they mention the best. I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong. I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with stilts on. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question, he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need a boost to make it better, I can better the booth. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I'm better than you, the proof, I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope, they get addicted to me. So I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription or free. I keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
Oh, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making. Oh, say what you want, corporate we start. You're witnessing.
play. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Cracks fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, yes, the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a pad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the swarm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for situ magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, and I'm back. I seem to have a little bit of difficulty with the rain or something. Every time we have something like that, it kind of interferes with Blog Talk Radio. I don't know why, but it does that. So right now I'm just trying to clear my cache and everything on whatever you say on here. You know, trying to clean this out, see if this is going to help it out. I don't know, cleaning up the cookies or whatever here. And it's just really funny because the cable that I have this morning, there was a big outage. So it's kind of like it was crazy this morning. Then right now, all there's some on my email and the email is having problems opening up. So it's been a strange day with electronics and such. And now Jackie Chan Kitty's trying to purposely try to sit on my lap while I'm trying to run the show here. So she's like, she's persistent, and I'm trying to, like, take care of this. Maybe I should get an assistant to, like, watch my cats while I'm, like, I think someone would like a job like that. Like, watch my cats and play with my cats while I'm doing something. Okay, let's see if I can actually sign into my, I was reading a little bit from the Jackie Chan book there. But I'm having some issues just all day long with electronic equipment. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So I'm trying to open this up here. Really strange. Really, really strange. Hmm. I'm also trying to see. Did I play all my songs? Oh, yes. I did want to play a song here, and I may play it another time after this. One of my friends, Sung Bun Choi, which I actually, we friended each other. We actually friended him on Facebook, and I'm going to play one of his songs here for Sung Bun Choi. He actually, he's still living in Korea, and he's learning English, and he wants to come here to the United States. And when he was on, it was a couple years ago, I think it was 2011, and he was 22, I believe, at the time. He won second place on Korea's Got Talent, and when he went on the show, and he auditioned, and he talked about his life, where he was someone who, it was age five, he ran away from an orphanage, and he slept on the streets of Korea, and what he did was sell energy drinks and other things to survive. He slept in bathroom stalls, and I guess two also gang members brought him to a mountain, and they dug a grave for him. And I guess they must have kind of roughed him up a little, beat him up, and left him there to, like, die. So I can't even fathom what he went through, and, you know, what kept him going was a dream. He heard some singing, it was like opera. And he really, really wanted to sing. So he actually, there's a song I'll be playing. I actually, it looks like I have a caller calling in. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller, are you on the air?
Do you have a caller calling in? I didn't hear anybody.
Okay. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I'm like, I'm sitting here going, because, you know, it seems like when you call and I got a crazy call is calling you. With you in connection and craziness, I don't know what it is, but it
no,
is funny because
hey,
I'm looking
no.
at it. And
nah,
I'm like,
last...
no, because you've been on. I had to delete the last show that you were on. Because
the last show I was
wanna...
on?
Yeah, that you
really?
Called in because someone, what they were doing is, I was trying to say about the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and how I run, you know, I have certain things I talk about on my show.
Yeah.
Someone was talking about, remember the Harry and the Hendersons, and then they turned around and tried to get in it, called it back twice. You didn't hear the whole conversation. It was trying to push some violence
no.
in it, try to
mm-hmm.
promote it on my show, and that's not what I want to do.
Right.
I want to talk about certain subjects, and I was like, can you please stay on the topic of what my topics are about? And
right.
it's just, it seems like every time you call in, there's some crazy caller that calls in all the time. It happens a couple of times. It's really funny. And I'm like, you must be crazy in your own way.
I am crazy in my own way. I do go to other shows, but I doubt if anybody's following me over here. Sometimes they go to the same political shows I go to. But if you're going to, all right, look, if you're going to, you know, you can either edit or... I don't know why you have to delete. Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know what to do at that time. I just was like, because of the stuff that's going on, I didn't want to promote
right.
that on my show. So it says what I did is I did
yeah.
a second show after I deleted it. So I did another show right afterwards. So I was like, I don't believe this. And I was like,
yeah, but you're, but if people know about that, they're going to keep calling in and trying to make you delete shows just for the hell of it. Then.
Well, no. You know what I'll do is, like, I'll disconnect people. I won't take the calls in. You know
oh,
what
I know what
like,
I can do.
Yeah.
I know what I can
what?
Do. What? Here's what I can
what?
Do. Put me in the green room. Do you know how to do that?
We don't have it on here.
Yeah, you do. You have like three icons to the right of where my number is. To the last icon. It's like a very dark oval type of icon. That's the green room.
Don't have it.
You sure? No, you gotta have it.
When your number's up, you have a Skype number.
Yeah.
And what it has is it has a hold time and a talk time and an X to disconnect you.
But there's also a green. Maybe it's on top because I'm sure I'm the first number on your screen because there's nobody else on the air. Maybe it's right on top of my number. I'll have to go, if I can, go inside a show that I was given some rights to try to look around the studio and see if I can remember where it is. But I was going to tell you how you can recognize me with my Skype call. But I don't want to say it on the air. Maybe nobody's...
I wish you could, like, you know, I know you don't have, like, a Facebook account or something. That's why
no,
I was like...
I don't use social
media. Yeah,
but
I know.
I'll tell you what,
I don't know.
just when I beep, 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 you know, flash on and off, often, that's me. Okay?
Okay.
All right? There's a lot of 111s around, and they are nut jobs, but...
No, I just connect them right away. It was just like, I just have to be more aware and faster like a ninja. So
oh, I know how to
I'm
do
gonna
it.
Have to,
I can smell a drive-by. We call them drive-bys. I can smell a drive-by, and it's like, ever see that show, Name That Tune?
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, well, I can smell a drive-by in about 3 seconds. Because they're just not like normal callers, you know. But in any case, I see your certificate that's there. You're doing Jackie. Am I interrupting anything? Because I know you're going to do a tribute to Jackie Chan.
No, I was like, I was reading from the book, playing music, and because I'm trying to get more guests for the show. It's just how the schedule goes and stuff and how things, you know, are going. Because
right.
I do have people, guests for the show, but it's to set up the lineup. So I was just talking about a young man who became my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play his song. The thing is that I don't know if you heard me talking about Sungbun Choi. Did you hear me at all?
I heard you for about, because you picked up pretty quickly, which is pretty good for a show, for a talk show host. They should pick up quickly. And I heard you for about 30 seconds, I think. Somebody got beat up, a Marine or something, in the Marines.
This one right here. No, this was, it was a young man. He was, long story short again, he was an orphan, and he grew up in the streets of Korea, and he's a very humble, very sweet, kind of shy, but he wanted to be a singer, so he went on Korea's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
He plays second, so I found him on Facebook and friended him. So I've been in contact with people because he doesn't really speak much English. He's learning more and more. So someone was translating, and I had a meeting, and I said, you know, he's welcome to come on my show because he wants to come back to America, and he's learning. He's doing everything the legal way. You know, this is why I even support him, because not everybody gets all mad at all
he'll
these
never.
Things. But
he's trying to get in legally. He won't get in.
Well, but he's actually, you know what I'm saying, out of respect for our country, he's learning English.
Right.
You know, he's learning that. He wants to do, I think, a crossover. So he wants to come back to America, I think back in California,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, perform and stuff again. So what I'm doing is I have to download some of his other music because he's an independent artist. So
mm-hmm.
I can play his music on my show. So I have to, like, go back and forth for someone to translate for me. So I was, like, for 2 hours speaking to someone that could talk to him for me. So it was really...
Okay. Well, that's a lot of
effort.
Yeah, you must really be interested in helping him out.
Yeah, because it's something that it's just something, I don't know what it is.
Who's the girl in your picture? The one that says, I don't work hard. She's pushing up on a monster.
Oh, I don't know. I just, like, I find men on there that have to do work.
I was
work
hoping I was you.
Not yet. I don't know. I have a picture on there. I'm starting to get a six-pack ab.
I see you in the kitchen, and I see you with the Jackie Chan poster.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, the tire? No, that's someone else. She's pushing up on the tire. That's another girl. And the fitness center has one of those tires. I'm like, man, that's a monster. That's, like, really huge. And I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. But I think the thing, though, the fountain of youth, it actually is working out and exercise because I don't know what it is. Ever since I really started getting back into working out, I lost the weight I had needed to lose, and I'm like, you know, getting in shape, everything's getting all tight and everything, and it's I had gotten an injury, but then it's like I waited to walk again. I couldn't get surgery, so I walked again, and then what I did is I took the weight off. I took the 63 pounds that I had gained. I took that off, and I'm doing everything in a healthy way.
You can talk about that if you ever write a biography.
Well, I try to, you know what I've been doing, and I've been trying to inspire people, and some girls have been seeing what I'm doing. I started talking about this more on Facebook, and I go to the gym, and every night I go to the gym, I film myself in front of a mirror. I says, you know,
right.
I'm doing this. I'm not getting a stomach. I didn't get a stomach operation. I didn't do liposuction, no Botox, no plastic surgery, no steroids.
Right.
This is from working out. And this
mm-hmm.
is something that, you know, it's like I even, like, there's this exercise I do for my neck. I stick it out, and it's like it's really hard to lose that waddle, you know, on your neck. Like, that's really hard. So I lost the fat around my neck because of this exercise I've been doing, and I've been doing a lot of exercising in the gym. And I am, like, I'm promoting the gym that I go to, and it's, like, talking about there. I go there every night. And I was trying to go twice a day, once in the morning and once at night.
Yeah,
so
you
ought
to
I
get
just
them
got
to sponsor
out.
You. If
well,
you're
that's
going
what
there
like,
every night, I'm serious.
Yeah,
if
well,
you've got a show.
Well, the thing is, yeah. Well, I get to work out there, so it's something that I'm working into more sponsorships and stuff. And it's just like I feel like it's a blessing to work out, but I don't want to get into too much details. I got something worked out there, so it is something that I feel very blessed to be going to the gym. I like it there. I've always loved fitness centers ever since I was 19. I'm 43 now. I'm going to be 44 in another month and a half. So here I am, and now I'm at the weight I want to be now that I'm starting to, like, really tone up. And I try to talk to women about this because what I've noticed in life is, you know how, like, especially in America, they try to program things in us and say, like, if you ever heard people saying, I'm too old, I'm too this. Everybody's so negative. And everybody gets into everybody else's life. And anybody that's trying to better their lives, if they're surrounded around anybody that's negative, well, you can't do that, or that's stupid or something like that. And I talk to women, and I'm like saying, you know, I'm sitting here doing it, and I'm 43 years old. I'm not saying I'm old, but, you know, they're like, well, you really can do that. I says, yes. Even girls that are younger than me, I'm like, why can't you do that? What is stopping you from working out? Nothing. You can go there yourself. I work out, you know, if there's weights there, something, I work out where the guys are. I'm not going to, no one bothers me at the gym. I go there and I do it. And you know what? If you're, I think it's, it, people are scared of working out at gyms because I think what it is, it's really hard because if someone is overweight and you go to a gym, I think they feel like, you know, people are going to, like, mock them and stuff. And it's like, I really think what the best thing to do is, like, never mind. No one, don't pay attention to them. You're there to help yourself out, and you're here, there to make yourself healthy. Now, we're not all going to be sticks. You know what I'm saying? It's not something we're going to be all size zero.
Well, that's not good anyway. I don't like the I don't like the fashion models. I think they're emaciated. I think they're unhealthy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know some girls that are naturally thin, but it's the point of that what I'm trying to make is everybody's body frame is different. I know what my body frame is because I've had that most of my life. It granted, I've gained weight twice. One time I was in an unhappy relationship, and that's when I gained the weight. But after I got out of the relationship, I lost it. And then it's like I says, I got hurt, and then it's like I got healed, so I lost it again. So here I am. I'm getting back in top form, and I'm very happy. I'm doing this for myself. And granted, it's like, it's going to get, I know what it is, it'll get more attraction and stuff, but I think it's like, in working on talking it and showing, you know, here's my six-pack abs, getting that type of attention, I can do it in a positive way and talk about positive things to help push people. Because people have helped me out, so now in return, people are there at the beginning of the point, they don't know how to work out, and they don't know what to do, and they're afraid to ask because they might feel embarrassed, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about if you want to help yourself. And it's not the fact of just losing weight, but everything inside, because if you go and have plastic surgery, you have liposuction, all this stuff, you get the money to do it, so people have the money to do it. I'm not going to condemn people. The thing is, if you don't take care of your insides, like a car, if you don't take care of a car, right, what happens? It breaks down. Now, if you don't take care of your insides, once again, it doesn't matter, like, the weight on the outside, but if you don't take care of your insides,
your body's
going to start to break down.
Yeah, you're right. You have to have the nutritional background. You have to know what the right foods are to make sure that the insides, the plumbing, the inner workings, that has to be priority. Because, again, plastic surgery will take care of the outside, the epidermis. But if you're going to screw up your insides, your intestines, your kidneys, your liver, what good is it?
Yeah, and your joints, too. That's another thing. It's like, because it's really hard to talk about, and I try the best I can to talk about in the Internet. And people, I don't know what it is, they get really offended when you talk about exercise. No, I'm trying to talk about it in a positive way. Talk about your joints, because if you know what I'm saying? Your joints will break down after a while. If you do have weight, it's going to affect your joints, and you're going to be in pain. And the thing that I noticed, too, the more that I worked out, the more that I'm working out, my back feels better, because when I had the weight and I had the bulge, right, I was slouching more, even though, like, right now I'm trying to sit up thinking of it. I slouch more when I have more weight on my belly. It's just how it is. I mean, maybe not everybody's like that, but like I said, everybody's got to know their own thing, their own chemistry. And I know what works for me. I know what exercise works for me and what I got to eat and what not to eat. And that's kind of like what you got to know.
Most of the time, the kind of weight that's inside one's abdomen is stuck there in the lower intestine. It's because it's glued to the walls of the intestine. You need something to get out the excess stuff.
The spackle, like the spackle. You have to, like, let it out. That's exactly what you got to do. I mean, you could always go to McDonald's and eat something and have an X-Lax going on. I mean,
whoa.
I can't eat McDonald's because, you know, I was researching this thing. I got to tell you something funny. I don't even know how much time I have left, but I was watching this thing, and I've seen it before, and I've seen it again today. Now, there was a challenge, and it's disgusting, right? Now, years ago, McDonald's was really, you know, made to, you know, it was actually food. It was actually meat. You know, real food, McDonald's many years ago, and it was cheap food, and it was considered like a treat. Nowadays, who knows what's in the McDonald's, but this guy did an experiment called Super Size Me, and I thought all about it.
Yeah, where he ate McDonald's for 30 days. Yeah,
every day. And he almost, like, died from it, and the cholesterol and all this stuff, and it's like, he says he was getting pains. He said that, you know, all this stuff, and his girlfriend or his fiance, I guess, wanted to break up with him. And so I was watching on the internet. No, this is how horrible it was, right? So it's like, I saw, like, people, you know when people see something and they want to do it too. Well, this guy, he's in another country, and he's like saying, well, I want to prove all these diets wrong and blah, 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 this and that. So he did the McDonald's diet, and he like lost weight. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, dude, do you know what you're saying? I says, because I know anybody that does eat McDonald's, it's going to give you the runs, and you're going to poop your brains out. That's what it is, because it's not going to change your system. And if you're constantly going to the bathroom, of course you're going to lose weight, because it acts like an X-Lax, and it's kind of like, it's going to run through you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to pull out, but it's not a healthy way to lose weight.
No, because it's also going to act like an unhealthful diuretic. It's also draining the water from your body as well. You need to rehydrate, and you have to have the proper balance of minerals and vitamins.
Yeah, and you have to, it comes down to eating food. All this diet pills and stuff, like, I understand, you know, when it's a life-threatening situation and someone has to get a stomach operation, there's times when you really have to and there's no choice. But I think what it is in society today, and I know in America because we live here, we know how it is. People want everything fast, want everything canned to us. No one wants to work for anything. And then the people that work for things, they make something themselves, there's other people that sit there and complain about it. Well, if you're sitting there and complaining about things, you know, nothing's going to help us.
That is one of my biggest peeves on BTR, because I go to a lot of shows, and I don't want to get into it, but it's a political thing on a lot of shows where one particular community is always against another community. And I say, well, you can overcome your particular obstacles if you actually believe and work hard enough. But then I hear, no, because the other community is keeping me down and a yada yada. And I'm
you know what? There's a simple solution. It's a very simple solution, especially, I swear to God, this was a magic thing. You're going to laugh. You know how I am, right?
I'm
going to laugh at this because it's all going to... Now, one of my friends got me into the movie Frozen, of all films, but it's going to be really special, this thing. It's going to sound dorky, but... The movie Frozen isn't one of those typical, you know, Prince Charming stuff. It shows about a different type of love, right?
Okay.
And that's what it's about. It's about sisters. It's about another true love that's strictly platonic, and a girl saves her sister, sacrifices herself. I mean, it has a good ending, but sacrifices herself instead of going with the man. So it's something
that
was really beautiful. So there's a song called Let It Go. So I don't know what it was. I do videos on YouTube, and they're all crazy, and I'm like, I don't even care anymore. And I'm like, let it go. I'm lip-syncing and stuff like that. I'm just making this video. Something about it was like, I think it was magic, because after I did that video, I feel like I can just, like, do anything. I don't know if it's something about working out, but it was like, it's on YouTube, and I've been doing these crazy dance videos, and I don't care what anyone says. I've been writing more. I've been doing thing on hub pages, right, and writing these articles. Now, there's certain rules and criteria you have to follow. So there I am writing on hub pages all the articles, so they keep featuring my articles. You look up your stats. And when they finally approve it, when you know it gets featured, they put a little black circle with an H, meaning it's featured. So, and it's funny with certain things, and it's like, I think it's perfect practice to do my script when I'm ready for my big film that I want to do. Mm-hmm. And when I wrote that on there, so the community on the Facebook from Hub Pages, they actually wrote on my Facebook today saying, we're glad you've been part of it and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I know the community, the people there, all the admins like what I'm writing about. It's being positive and talking of my experiences and learning from mm-hmm. my past. You know, we all have done mistakes, done stupid things, but they're learning experiences, and we take that and, you know, everybody does stupid things. Everybody does mistakes, and I've learned that, you know, things come out. Beautiful silver linings come out of your own clouds. Do you know what I'm saying? That's true. Like a beautiful thing. So mm-hmm. that's, I definitely know that. I mean, I don't know if we're in your own experiences, but,
well,
you know, I do think that.
What you're saying is true. As a matter of fact, in my profession, a former profession of marketing, that is for those who do marketing properly, that is a prime, it's like a prime directive. You go by failing. You succeed through failure. You test, because you don't know what the answer is going to be about how to drive in revenue, get customers, get sales. So you have it's like using the scientific method in marketing. You have a hypothesis. You test it. If it doesn't work right, then you know that is not going to work right, so you abandon it. If it works well, then you magnify it, you bring it up to another level, and then you go on from there. But do you know how many people do not follow that particular type of methodology?
A lot.
In my profession. In my profession. They don't do it.
Mostly everyone. I think that's what stands out above successful people, because it's like they have something where it's persistence and determination, and you fail. I think it's a good thing, believe it or not. If you fail at certain things in life, you know, it gives you, you know, kind of, I don't want to say human experience.
It gives
experience.
You more of an impetus to more people. Sometimes it really breaks down people, because failure, a lot of people can't stand failure. But I know what you're saying, because I've been to your show, and you've had in the rotating pictures, you've had these motivational types of emblems. And you believe in it, you're practicing it, and there are other people who practice it. I mean, what's the difference between Tony Robbins or anybody else who's trying to get ahead? You're trying to do the best you can, and you learn from your failures. But if people don't learn from their failures, then they're stuck to repeat them, you know? So, man, look, I let people do what they do, you know?
Yeah, you got to do that, because you know what it is, too? I think it's because I tell people you have to love yourself first, because if you don't love yourself first, and I mean, I get this, I really get this, how can you be in a relationship when it's like, when people say, now everybody has different meanings for certain things, but it's like, someone completes me, I was like, you know something, you're already a whole person. Anyone that comes into your life is like the icing on the cake, and that's what you want. You want the cake and eat it too. You want your dessert. But we are whole people. We are whole human beings. So it's like, I'm not looking for a half. I'm already a whole person, and I want to, you know, be more self-sufficient, and it's something that I think what I could bring into relationship. I know that, like, just things that I want to do where I want to get lost with someone, you know, totally fall in love, but I don't want to lose myself. I think that's what happened in mistakes in the past, is I've actually lost myself, but I lose myself as a person, because
That's been the downfall of women and men in relationships, both of us. Both genders feel that way, have done it, have been there and done that. The thing is that you're right. A person has to love themselves in a very healthy way, because narcissists, they love themselves to death, but they do it in such an unhealthy way that they never take a look at reality. They don't know the difference between, well, I don't want to curse on your show, but never mind. They don't know the difference.
No, I know. I get what you're saying. You know, I was like,
But I also know what you're saying with, if you do love yourself, you're going to bring an extra element of security and confidence into a relationship, and that's very, very true. Because if you have confidence in yourself, if you have self-respect, if you have a healthy self-image, and you can bring that into the relationship, even if you find a relationship which is not going well, even if it's souring, you know how to get out of it quickly enough with your psyche intact. So it is very important to love yourself.
Yeah, it's really true, and I do believe that. And I think, too, another thing is if people are taking away from you, subtracting and not mm-hmm. adding to your life, it's time to get rid of them. If anything, any events or anything you're surrounding, if it's subtracting from your life, you got to start adding and subtracting those people.
Tell me about it.
You know, that's what you have to do. And I realized the best thing to do is, like, people, they may not, like, I figured the people that I keep in my life, they may not do the same things as I am, but I don't know what it is, but I can't be around people. I don't know if you want to call it jealousy or whatever it is, because you when you say, oh, you're a hater, jealous. Yeah, it's like, I said, just support me what I'm doing. You don't have to understand what I'm doing, but this is something that I want to do in life, the things I want to do. And even pitching right now, like I want to move to California, right? Because I want to get away from the winter. So I've been picturing myself in California, and I've been going out to where I live here in Maine. I've been going to the ocean, trying to get out and like explore Maine a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And, oh, is that a spider? Another spider. Hold on for a second. I'm like, what is up with these spiders? Okay, wait a minute. I'm just like, I don't want it crawling on me. What is up with these spiders? God damn it. I'm sorry, did I scream in your ear? I'm like, this is...
No. But I know you're going to blame me for the spider. Yeah, I know that.
No. I was like, what the heck? I don't want this thing crawling on me on the bed. I've got a kitten named Rocky Balboa. He's only a couple months. He was screaming at the ceiling earlier. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but what was it? He was screaming at the ceiling. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, damn. I'm like, what? Good boy. Scare him. But yeah, what the heck was I just talking about? Yeah, well, like positive stuff. You know, it's just something that I think
you were at the ocean.
Yeah, it's like going like to the ocean or to mountains or something. Something that's like, I just want to be in warm weather and get away from the winter. So what I've been doing, not that I have a lot of stuff, what I'm going to do is going to be so easy. I'm not tied to anything or any property or anything. So when I'm done with a few things, I'm here finding out how to, you know, get out to California. I'm not bringing no furniture and stuff. And I've been getting rid of trash. I don't really live in a big, huge place. So I took a picture of the trash bag from Sunday night throwing away stuff. I says, I'm moving to go, you know, make it a more realistic, saying, okay, each week I'll get rid of stuff. Even though I'm not planning, it's like I'm making and trying to make it a reality. You know, getting into that motion is like I can't leave just yet. But, you know, getting it cleaned out. So when the time comes, boom, I don't have that much to take. Not taking furniture. It's just going to be clothes and the cats, and that's
right.
it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No furniture. So it's going to be a nice, simple move. And I think, though, too, it's like if I get, you know, sponsors for my show and product placement, what's going to happen with my show, get them for my show, then I'll support myself with my show. It'll be my business, and I can survive on that. Because it's like having, you know, jobs and stuff like that, because that's what I want. I want this to actually be my business, and I want it to grow where I want to get people like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and stuff. And this is what people don't understand. It says, I run my show a certain way because I want my guests to trust me. And I've that's why, and then, like, it's word of mouth, and actually in Hollywood, all the people out there, all the stunt people, I've connected with people in Hollywood, which is a really good thing. I have a really good circle. I've made a lot of friends out there, and I think that's the place where I want to be, not necessarily for films, and I've made a lot of friends, but I think because also the warmth, I don't want to be in the winter anymore. I don't want to be, I swear, Joe, it's like, you know,
well,
making money is great.
So you're going to feel a lot of cold.
Well,
but,
Maine. Well, I live in Maine now. I'm originally from Boston. I go up north, so now it's like even colder up here. I go, I'm nuts. You know? My show's about to end in about 90 seconds, so
no problem, Joe.
I just want to say thank you. I'm going to play my last song. Thank you so much, and just remember, check it out. Make sure Wednesday nights I'm usually on at 9 p.m., and then Sundays I've been earlier morning. So, you know, you call in any time. You've been calling since the beginning. You know, you've always been respectful, so you're always welcome on my show. You have a good night, Joe.
You too, Shelley. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow, he always calls in. I got like 15 seconds, and it's like, I got to end the show, and this is Sung Bung Choi's Nella Fantasia. You'll hear it afterwards if the show cuts out because it is live on the air, but it will be recorded if you want to listen to the archive. Anyway, everyone, thank you to the listeners and supporters. Everyone, thank you so much, and we'll keep having great shows, and I'll keep getting guests for my show. And everyone, have a good night, and this is going to be Sung Bung Choi's Nella Fantasia that he actually sung the show on Korea's Got Talent. Everyone, have a good night.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre